The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, we'll see Pascal Donoghue posing with his budget book as he arrives at government buildings on Tuesday. He'll hardly be all smiles, though, as COVID and Brexit dominate. To discuss what businesses are hoping for in the budget, we're joined by Nicola Quinn, tax partner with PwC based in Cork. Nicola, I was just looking at the papers this morning. The Irish Independent is talking about a budget boost for 160,000 pensioners through an increase in the living alone allowance. The Irish Times says that that spending measures in this budget might well hit 5 to 6 billion, which would be a record. And the Irish Examiner is talking about a funding lifeline for live venues. But of course, this is going to be a very unusual budget. It isn't going to be a giveaway. It's all about plugging holes, really, that have arrived elsewhere.
That's right, Richard. And I suppose if we go back 12 months to where we were, Pascal Donoghue was labelled Prudent Pascal last year, and there was a lot of criticism because he didn't spend money. And we were in a very different space last year because we were heading into 2020 in pretty good shape. We now find ourselves in a completely different place where at a minimum we're going to come out with a 21 billion deficit this year. We're looking at somewhere between 16 and 18 billion next year. So these are huge sums of money. But on the other side of that, we don't have a choice. We actually have to spend money this year. So we're looking at 5 to 6 billion going in as a stimulus this next week, announced next week. That's on top of 7.5 billion in the July stimulus. These are unprecedented amounts of money. The real question for Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath is, how do I make that money work?
How do I get the greatest bang for that buck?
Exactly.
Now, I know that businesses are very much in a completely different space to where they were a year ago. There are always business wish lists in the run-up to a budget, but there are specific things being sought now for specific sectors, aren't there, really?
There are, and as you said, every year there's pre-budget submissions and every year someone's looking for something. But this year, more than ever, businesses are operating in the most uncertain environment they've ever had. So what do people really need? People really need hard cash, not soft loans. So that's the first thing. But secondly, what they need is some level of certainty. So we've got a couple of big ticket items, like the employment wage subsidy scheme is due to run till the 31st of March next year. We have to extend that and we have to give employers certainty that they're not going to fall off a cliff at the end of March. So we want to see that extended out to the back end of next year. Doesn't have to be in the exact same format, but employers need to know that supports are going to be there to the back end of 2021. We had a VAT rate reduction in July across the board, 23% to 21%. We have to do something for the hospitality sector.
Now, there is speculation that that reduction might not be extended. However, they are looking at reducing the VAT rate back down to 9% specifically for the hospitality sector. All the speculation in the papers today is that that's in the mix. No, nobody's saying one way or the other whether it will happen.
Yeah, and I think it would, as much as anything, Richard, it would send out a signal. It would send out a signal that we're supporting that sector. And what we need to do, when the dust settles, and we will come out of the restrictions, we need people to spend money. So as well as supporting businesses and supporting employment to get us through this period, we need to stimulate demand so that there's demand for those services and demand for those businesses. One way to do that is to keep consumer confidence up. We know that we have a lot of savings. We know people have put a huge amount of money away in the last few months. We need to try and unlock some of that. So some of that is that the VAT will send out a signal that we're supporting that industry. There are other things that we can do to stimulate demand. I think we need to look at those measures as well. I think we can expect an extension of the Help to Buy scheme next week to encourage first-time buyers to continue in the marketplace. Would be great to see the home renovation regime come back in again. That would be a real boost for the construction sector, for the services sector. So we need to, as I say, measures that will stimulate demand, measures that will get people who have money to spend it.
Well, the question of people having money, we spoke to Brian Caulfield, well-known entrepreneur and venture capitalist, who's also chair of Scale Ireland, about some of their ideas. And he made the point that in the first half of this year, 545 million euro was invested in Irish tech companies, while in the same period, Irish people increased their savings by 10 billion. And he's making the point, why not incentivize people to invest some of those savings into Irish tech companies? And the way to do it would be to spare them having to pay capital gains tax a few years down the road when they would sell out their investment. Now, that would lead to a hit for the exchequer at some point down the road. But in the meantime, salaries would be paid along the way, and that would be a help. And he's also talking about an R&D tax credit refund scheme, which currently exists, but it's paid out over a three-year period. But if it was paid out... it's a very small, but it could be the difference if it was paid out on a current basis rather than spread out over 3 years, and that would help. So again, when we look at the picture, there is money out there. People have saved money. Are we likely to see us having to part with more of our cash? What about carbon taxes and that sort of thing, Nicola?
So we will see. We know there's going to be no income tax changes. So we're not going to have any increases. We're also not going to have any decreases. There was a vicious rumour during the week about PRSI on the self-employed. I hope it is just a vicious rumour, because we don't need to increase taxes on the self-employed at the moment. We will see an increase in carbon taxes. That was flagged last year. We are on a 10-year path to 2030 to get our carbon taxes up to 80 euro per tonne. So that's a definite. We might see an increase in diesel. We're probably likely to see an increase in cigarettes. Other than that, we're not expecting increases.
Okay. So, well, there's going to be a lot of money spent. A lot of it is going to have to be spent, and a lot of it is going to have to be borrowed. And no doubt in the future we'll be talking about how and when it all gets paid back or is clawed back. But Nicola Quinn, tax partner with PwC, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.